April Fool's Day has, essentially, come and gone. It's supposed to end at noon. So now is a good time to look back at some of the best Vancouver-based social media posts made as part of the joke holiday. Two separate Vancouver icons announced drastic changes. At Science World, the famed dome was to be turned into a pyramid, though the photo looked more like a Hershey's Kiss. And Gastown's steam clock was going to finally catch up to the 1980s and go digital. The steam clock will be getting a modern makeover with digital display and accompanying alarm clock beeps every 15 minutes, read a post from the Gastown BIA. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Science World, at Science World Ka. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Gastown. At Migastown. Also on the tourism front, Destination Vancouver promised a serious upgrade to the city's transit system with Harbor Hoppers. They even launched a website for the human-powered inflatable pods. It was all set up like the bikes or scooters that people can grab around Vancouver, though this time, the pickup points included the Cole Harbor Catapult and the BC Place Bounce Base. Revolving Light. Breaking news. Revolving Light. Vancouver's transit game is about to get a serious upgrade. Harbor Hoppers are launching spring 2026 ahead of the World Cup, giving you a fun and efficient way to get around downtown. More info at https://t.co/f196vanoop/#HarborHoppers#MadeForVancouverPick.twitter.com/pu2c6llfe. Destination Vancouver. At MyVancouver, April 1, 2025. In the same vein, the East Village BIA announced pogo sticks were going to be set up like the Lime scooters. Why walk when you can bounce? Asked the post. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by East Village Vancouver BIA at East Village Van. Vancouver's Marine Mammal Rescue Crew had one of the cuter April Fool's posts with their adorable hybrid. For the first time in our history, we have rescued what we believe to be a harbor seal, sea otter hybrid, reads the post. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by VA Marine Mammal Rescue Society, at VAMARS. The hockey news got in on things, coming up with a fake headline for of the Canucks. Brock Besser re-signs with Vancouver for league minimum in order to clear cap space for the Canucks to sign Michael Bublé, read one. Longtime Vancouver-based restaurant chain White Spot, which serves burgers on BC ferries and via carhop, announced they were looking to the skies. We'll be specializing in domestic flights within Canada, paired with a legendary meal delivered right to your seat on our iconic new airhop tray. Read the post. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by White Spot Restaurants, at @WhiteSpot_restaurants. Speaking of flights and food, Harbor Air got in on the same theme, offering food delivered by the airline's otter mascot straight off a seaplane. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Harbor Air, at Harbor Air. Many food-based businesses got in on the fun, from local chocolatiers to breweries. Purdy's joked its popular hedgehog's chocolates would be discontinued in favor of the more patriotic maple beavers. While people caught on to the April Fool's joke, many in the comments are asking for the joke chocolate to become a reality. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Purdy's Chocolatier, at Purdy's Chocolatier. Murchie's Tea and Coffee decided they would offer a new flavor of tea, dill pickle, featuring sharp notes of vinegar to accentuate the earthy and brisk boldness of Ceylon and Assam. Earl Pickle is a must-try, read the post. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Murchie's Tea and Coffee, at Murchie's Tea. On a similar note, Lucky Taco's post offered up a new product with scented candles. The scents? Al Pastor, Pico de Gallo, and Birria. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Lucky Taco, Tacos, Tequila and Mezcal Bar, at Lucatacoyever. Over at Paragon Tea Room they made a whole new drink inspired by one of Vancouver's favorite meals, sushi. The tea-based drink included imitation crab chunks and kewpie mayo cold foam. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Paragon Tea Room, at Paragon Tea Room, with a similar idea but going in the opposite direction. The juice truck announced its new beverage, available for a limited time. Introducing, Just Water, crafted with 100% locally sourced H2O, read the post. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by the juice truck, at juice truck, and at Bufala, a new patron experience was advertised. This April 1st only, Bufala presents. Stretch your own dough, a limited time opportunity to humble yourself for just $49, read the post. Includes 3 minutes of supervised stretching under chef's stern gaze. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Bufala, fine Italian, pizza and cocktails, at Bufalaver. For those looking for a meal that will last forever, Bells and Whistles posted about some retro foods, including a cheeseburger inside beef gelatin and the party pickle porcupine. Is it a dish? Is it decor? Is it a cry for help? Read the post. Yes. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Bells and Whistles, burgers, beer and sports. At Bells and Whistles IVR, beer in Vancouver seems to be a popular target this April Fool's Day. Sing Sing suggested folks try their faux pho inspired IPA with brisket undertones. Kapow Burger and Electric Bicycle Brewing took their partnership to the next level with a Smashburger Ale made with all beef malts. Container Brewing took a shot at AI with their Lactobot Milkshake IPA. You know we'd rather dry hop with old pine cones than ever actually release something like this, read the post, and Stanley Park Brewing created instant beer. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Sing Sing Beer Bar, at singsing.fc. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Container Brewing, at Container Brewing. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Kapow Burger, at Kapow underscore Burger. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Stanley Park Brewing, at Stanley Park Brew.